Matthew chapter 22. Yeshua spoke to them again by parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, but they would not come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my supper. My oxen and fattened calves are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest took his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. When the king heard about it, he was angry. He sent in his army and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the streets, and invite to the wedding banquet as many as you find.' So those servants went out into the streets and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man who was not wearing wedding garments. He said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without wedding garments?' And he was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.' Then the Pharisees went and took counsel to entangle him in his words. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you are truthful and teach the way of Elohim truthfully, and are swayed by no one. For you do not regard the person of men. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar, or not?' But Yeshua perceived their wickedness and said, 'Why test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money.' They brought him a denarius. He said to them, 'Whose is this image and inscription?' They said to him, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to Elohim the things that are Elohim's.' When they heard these words, they were amazed, and left him, and went on their way. The same day the Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection, came to him, and asked him, 'Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother must marry his wife and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers with us. The first died after he married and, having no children, left his wife to his brother. Likewise the second and third, on to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her.' Yeshua answered, 'You err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of Elohim. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels of Elohim in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by Elohim? I am the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. Elohim is not the Elohim of the dead, but of the living.' When the multitudes heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. When the Pharisees heard that he silenced the Sadducees, they came together. One of them, who was a lawyer, tested him by asking him, 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' Yeshua said to him, 'You shall love Yeshua your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.' While the Pharisees were assembled, Yeshua asked them, 'What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?' They said to him, 'The son of David.' He said to them, 'How then does David in the Spirit call him Master, saying, Yeshua said to my Master, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool? If David then calls him Master, how is he his son?' No one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare to ask him any more questions.